Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Super Bowl champion? Check. NFL MVP? Check. Friend of the drive? Absolutely.
Pump fake. Now cut it inside the five. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, so patient. He waited. He exploded.
The only place in the country where you're going to hear from the Chiefs QB every week is right here on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Touchdown, Kansas City. And Mahomes is on fire. Five consecutive touchdown drives.
Here's C-Dot and Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. We start off with Patrick Mahomes and his foundation, 15 in the Mahomies, sent a group of kids to go see Black Panther. Well, what did you think about the number one movie in the country?
I liked it a lot. I mean, obviously, had some big shoes to fill with Chadwick Boseman, but I thought they did a great job of, without giving anything away, they did a great job of transitioning on the best they could. But it was a great movie. It was a little long for me, you know. I think it was like 2 hours and 40 minutes, but it was action the whole time, so it was a good one.
How cool is it to see the looks on the kids' faces, not only when they get an opportunity to meet you, but, you know, this is a very anticipated movie. How cool is it to be in the middle of something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool to be able to give back and to go out there and do a little bit to just make kids happy, man, and give them a great day, a great moment in their life, and kind of inspire them to keep pushing and keep getting being even better for themselves and the community. So anytime I can do that, it's always a big thing for me.
You got an opportunity to meet Chadwick Boseman. What was he like?
I mean, just a great, great dude, man. Just really down to earth. I got to meet him and his fiance or wife. Can't remember exactly what they were. I mean, they're great people, and someone that you would just want to hang out with at any time.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, on to the game. Last week, the run game wasn't as efficient, as effective as you guys would like, but you certainly remedied that, ran for 155 yards. What does it speak to you guys as a team to bounce back and run the ball so effectively this week against Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys just took the challenge. I mean, that's a great defensive line and a great defense. I thought guys did a great job of pass protecting, but also run blocking and giving some windows to the running backs to hit, and they did a great job of hitting them when they were there. And so when we run the ball, I mean, we're a tremendously better team because it makes us so much harder to guard. When the offensive line plays like that, man, we're a hard team to stop.
Isaiah Pacheco yesterday had a career-high 16 carries, had 82 yards. You and I have talked about it in past, but he just runs the ball so hard. It was good to me to see him get that opportunity and make the most of it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think even with the way it started, I mean, having the fumble early in the game, you don't know how guys are going to respond sometimes. And so to see him bounce back after that and kind of even might be even more motivated to go out there and run and get those extra yards, I thought he had a big game, man. And it was good to see for a young guy like that.
Do you go over to a young guy in that situation and kind of tell him keep your head up, or is it something that he knows that you guys have his support and you guys do a really good job of going back to guys after they make those kinds of mistakes?
Yeah, I think I always go up to guys after every drive and talk to them about the good and the bad. But I mean, I think everybody on this team knows that we believe in them. No matter what the situation is, if it's a great play or if you had a bad play, we're gonna go right back to you, and that's what Coach Reed and Coach Bieniemy instill in us is. they're going to give us a chance to go out there and make a play. And I thought they did a great job of getting the ball right back to them and letting them make some plays happen.
You speaking of making a play, Kadarius Toney goes up and gets that jump ball. You guys haven't had a whole lot of guys that I think are capable of going out there and making that kind of play. What kind of dynamic ability do you think he brings to the offense?
Yeah, I mean, he's a special player. I mean, he's someone that obviously has the athleticism and is fast and can juke people and do all that different type of stuff, but I think he can make plays downfield as well. And so as we kind of get him more and more involved in this offense and he learns more and more, I think you'll see his role will increase. But, I mean, it's just great to have all these options that I have. I mean, that receiving room, I trust all those guys, and they can all go out there and make plays. And so to add a special player like KT out there, I mean, it helps out a ton, and it's going to keep making our offense even better.
How hard is it to jump in the middle of a season? Obviously, you guys have gone through camp, OTAs, all of those things. Kadarius obviously wasn't a part of it with the Giants, but he steps right in, and it looks like he hasn't missed a beat. He got in a little bit against Tennessee and really took advantage of McColl being out and certainly what was next man up.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it is hard. I mean, not only for him learning the plays, but, I mean, I haven't kind of went through those trials and thrown those routes to him. And I try to get as much as you can during the week, but you don't want to make someone tired because you're throwing with them the entire time. So just a lot of those routes, I mean, I've only thrown to him like one time. You get to the game, and it might be a special route that he might be in because someone else is tired, and you got to just trust him to make the route happen, and he's making it happen. So, I mean, it just shows the type of ability that he has. And I think he'll be even better as the year goes on.
You were right there whenever the play happened, and I saw you kind of motioning for Jerick McKinnon to come back a little bit. What was the mood vibe in the locker room after the game about the hit on Juju Smith-Schuster?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it helped that we saw Juju after the game. You got to see him and see that he was moving around. And obviously, he has a lot of stuff to do as far as, I'm pretty sure, the protocol and stuff like that. But it was good to see him having a smile on his face and everything like that. So you weren't as worried. But, I mean, obviously we don't want that to happen. And, I mean, I take it upon myself too because, I mean, I'm leading him and throwing him the ball kind of into that hit. So, I mean, it definitely a bad feeling for me as a quarterback. But I was glad to see that he was doing okay after the game.
How hard is it to mentally lock back in after that? And maybe this is just football players and you've played this game so much. But Juju is somebody obviously you're close to. That's your brother. He's your teammate. And then you see that kind of hit his reaction, and when he's off the field, you've got to mentally lock back in and stay engaged in the game. How hard is that?
Yeah, it's extremely hard, man, because, I mean, like you said, I mean, we're playing football, and this is a game, but, I mean, at the same time, you care about your brothers on the field, and I've already built a closer relationship with Juju, and you want to make sure that he's all right. So you're always asking the trainers and asking everybody on the sideline, and you're like, how's he doing and everything like that. Once they said that he was doing good, I mean, you could kind of lock back in. But it's definitely anytime there's any big injury like that or something like that that's scary, you want to make sure those guys are good to go.
I don't want to put you in a situation to get in trouble with the league commenting on officiating, but where I struggle with is the balance between player safety and keeping you guys safe and also allowing defensive players to make plays, where sometimes, in my opinion, football just happens. And sometimes when guys are moving that fast, people are going to collide into each other.
Yeah, and I'm usually a guy that says let them play and go out there and let guys play because, I mean, like you said, the defense are put in tough positions to try to make plays on the football. But anytime there's helmet to helmet, that's the stuff that we want to try the best that we can to get out of football because we want to protect the guys. And, I mean, I understand these defensive guys are trying to do their best to stay away from it, but at the same time, you want to do whatever you can to get that stuff out of there because you don't want anyone getting hurt at the end of the day.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple of more minutes. I understand that you guys are focused on yourself over the course of an NFL season and you got to lock in. Are you aware of how the rest of the AFC is shaking out and the other things that happen? Are you going home and watching and checking your phone? Or are you completely locked into what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I mean, when we're playing, I'm completely locked into what we're doing, but I'm a fan just like everybody else. So I watch a lot of the other games. Like yesterday, we don't play a lot of 12 o'clock games, so it was cool to get to go home and watch all the different football games on TV and stuff like that. You see the end of the Bills game, and that was a crazy one. And you get to watch I watched the Cowboys-Packers as the game as I got back to the house, and that game was pretty crazy as well. And then you watch the 49ers and Chargers game at night. And so I'm more of just a fan of the game. I always want to watch and see what other teams are doing. But you always check on those AFC West teams, especially to see where you're kind of at in the standings.
You're one of those players that other players kind of marvel at and say, man, I wish I could do that. I'm sitting there watching Justin Jefferson yesterday at the end of that Bills-Vikings game. He made one of the best catches that I've ever seen to extend that game and give Minnesota a chance to win. He was incredible yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably one of the best catches of all time. I mean, situation, and to catch it with one hand, but with another guy has two hands on it and rip it away and still keep control of the football. I mean, that was, you know, that's up there with the David Tyree catch in the Super Bowl, and only because that moment was bigger. I think that might have been a better catch, but I mean, the Justin Jefferson catch in the full game. I mean, he's a top guy in this league, man. He's one of if not the top guys in this league, and he's a great player to watch.
What's the tone going to be this week? You guys obviously have Sunday Night Football against the Chargers. You guys have played close competitive games against them. You guys know the importance of this in the division. What's the communication between you guys about how important this Sunday Night Football game is against Los Angeles?
Yeah, every division, every AFC West opponent is an important one. And so we understand that they're going to be coming off a loss and they're going to be hungry to kind of get back in the standings and get back a game against us. And so we know how the last game ended and it came down to the very end. And so we know if we have to play our best football, and if we don't, we won't win. So we'll have the mindset ready that we're going to have a great week of practice to prepare ourselves to go out there and win a football game in a tough environment.
That is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes joining us on the show today. Our conversations are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, it's always great to talk to you, man. Good luck this week against Los Angeles.
I appreciate you, man.
That's the quarterback of the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us as he does every Monday at 2:15 and 5:15.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.